Welcome to another episode of Behind the Headlines, where we feature experts and journalists discussing a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, a senior producer for Lee and your host. In this latest episode, Amy Just, a sports columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star and Husker Extra, worked on a story for Lee Enterprises' public service journalism team that looks at a new television contract for the Big Ten Conference and what it means for fans. Amy, thank you for joining the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you give a little bit of a background on what you worked on and what this new contract is for the Big Ten?
Yeah, so Nebraska fans, Big Ten fans, for as long as football has been televised through cable networks, they have gotten really used to going to ABC and ESPN for big games. That will be different now with the Big Ten using CBS as well as its previous partners in NBC and Fox and its own internal network with the Big Ten Network. It's a little different. And so I wanted to explain to fans what this will look like, how different it could be, especially at the beginning, because no matter who we are, change is hard, right? So I approached it, my story, from that perspective, just how will this be different for viewers who are tuning in at home?
What is the most noticeable change then that viewers might see right away?
No ESPN, no ABC, and instead of that, CBS for games. Now, if a Big Ten team is playing on the road against an SEC team, or, you know, any other conferences that have partnerships with ESPN, then those games could still be on those networks. And then in the postseason for bowl games and whatnot, then those games could still be on ABC and ESPN's family of networks. So it's not going away completely, but it is going away for your Big Ten games.
Why the change? Does this just come down to money? Is that simply it?
Yeah. So the SEC did its big deal revamp a few years ago, and CBS was cut out of the picture for the SEC. So the SEC is moving forward just solely with ESPN and ABC for their games moving forward. And you'll see that change take place, not this season, but next season for them.
In the meantime, then, will fans still get the same number of games that they would expect normally this season on ESPN? Or is there a little bit of a, you know, with the SEC still on CBS, are they occupying some slots that might go to the Big Ten in the future?
Yeah, so there are seven games for the Big Ten that'll be on CBS this season, as CBS and ESPN, or CBS and the SEC phase out of their partnership. So I believe there will be a couple Big Ten games on ESPN in the non-conference when the Big Ten is a visiting team. But yeah, moving forward, no ABC or ESPN for the majority of your Big Ten.
Now, the Big Ten has been in flux also. It hasn't been just 10 schools in a while, and it just keeps on growing and growing and growing. We have the addition of schools coming in like UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington. Were any of those schools involved in this deal at all in negotiations, or was this just, you know, the contract happened to be up with ABC and it's just more coincidence, so they had to take care of the deal anyway?
So when the Big Ten had offer sheets out and was negotiating with all of the broadcast networks, USC and UCLA were already involved in being Big Ten schools at that point. So their inclusion in these conversations, they were already included in these conversations. Washington and Oregon, not so much. So the Big Ten put out its opponents list for 2024 and 2025, like right before Oregon and Washington were admitted into the conference, and they will be admitted into the conference in 2024. So the Big Ten has to go back to the drawing board on its scheduling for conference opponents. I don't think it's going to erase everything that had already been done because so much work had been put into making that schedule, but it will have to change just with the inclusion of two new teams. So Oregon and Washington will receive lesser payments as they become onboarded with this new deal and entering the conference. But so far, it's gonna be interesting in 2024, that's for sure.
What is the state of college football in particular? I guess college in general with these TV contracts. Have there been a lot of shifts recently, or is it just kind of business as usual? Deals expire, new contracts have to get negotiated, or has there, especially now with so many conferences and the consolidation into the Power Five in particular, has that really changed the game here?
Yeah, I think it all goes hand in hand with each other. The ACC's contract is not up until 2036. So we've got quite a while for that one to expire. But I think the landscape of college athletics will look vastly different by the time the ACC's deal needs to be renegotiated. The Pac-12, what's left of it anyway, the deal that they were trying to work on was not great. And that is partially what has led to the conference's demise. So, yeah, it's part of it. The Big Ten had been working on this for a while. And then this current deal that they have in place expires in 7 years. So, and I'm not entirely sure when the SEC's deal is done, but several years from now, since they just renegotiated it a few years ago. So that's definitely a driving factor in all of this. You know, cash is king in the landscape of college football. And I think that's driving a lot of this, but not all of it. The Pac-12, in my opinion, was partially brought down by just idiocy from its leadership. And that definitely didn't help with their TV deal going the way that it did and their recent talks with Apple TV.
Can you talk a little bit about the Big Ten's contract status overall? Because it's, to me, it's almost a little confusing because we know they have the Big Ten Network, so they have their own thing that they do that's part of cable systems. They have this deal now with CBS, but they also have deals out with other networks too, right? They have something with Fox, NBC, but also Peacock. What do all these mean? You know, they're spread all over the place. What networks are getting what? What's the priority even too?
Yeah, so it's going to be like structured based on time. So Fox, as they've done in the past, has your Big Noon game. So there'll be a game on Fox at noon Eastern. And then their family of networks, so FS1, some games will be on there as well. And then your afternoon game, your 3:30 Eastern, that'll be CBS. And then your primetime game, that's NBC. Now, the Big Ten Network will fill in the gaps. So there'll be other games on at the same time because that's just the way things work. But then with Peacock coming into the mix, they will have a few games that will be solely, you know, exclusive to Peacock for streaming. So, and that's NBC's streaming service. So any game that is on NBC will be able to be streamed on Peacock, but there will be some games that will be exclusively on Peacock this season. It's just a few. A lot of them are non-conference games, but as we move forward into 2024, there could be more of those games, you know, Big Ten opponent versus Big Ten opponent on there. And that'll be something to, you know, you just have to adjust to. But it does appear that the games that are on Peacock exclusively, the people that work with getting like sports bars, like their TV packages, it appears like they've made a deal there. So you're not going to be stuck trying to pay for Peacock if you don't want to, you can still go to your local sports bar, it sounds like, and watch those games.
So this almost sounds like, or it is, very similar to what's happened in some other sports where NFL has games on Amazon Prime, Major League Baseball is using Apple TV Plus, and you almost have to, and I know as a baseball fan who subscribes to MLB.TV, there's a lot of frustration with baseball fans because you're paying for this baseball package, but once a week games might end up on Apple TV Plus, and they're it's almost diluting those packages. Have you heard any concerns from anybody regarding these, you know, exclusivity to like a Peacock, which isn't part of traditional cable, or at the very least, you know, you can't bust out the rabbit ears and attach it to your TV and just watch it over the network airwaves? Any concerns out there that you've heard of?
I'm sure once we get closer to the season and fans of teams find out that, oh, this is a Peacock only game, I'm sure that there'll be some frustrations with that. But right now it's, you know, fans are just excited for football to come back, and they aren't necessarily caring just yet what network their game will be on. But once we roll around to when the games are actually happening and you're trying to figure out what channel it's going to be on, I'm sure people will be frustrated.
Absolutely. And people will let you know, and you'll probably follow up on that as it happens.
Yeah.
We're obviously focused very much on football because it is, you know, college football season is about to take off. But, you know, this deal isn't just for football. This is Big Ten for all their sports, correct? So this is, we're talking about men's and women's basketball, other sports. So what can we expect to see when we move forward to basketball season?
Yeah, so plenty of Big Ten basketball games have aired on CBS in the past. So that won't necessarily change. And then, you know, if a Big Ten team is involved in a multi-team tournament, like the ESPN one, for example, obviously those games will be on ESPN. If they play a non-conference road game, then, you know, that will be, you know, aired on whatever, you know, network that the road team is partnered with. So men's basketball, those games will air on either Fox, CBS, FS1, BTN, or Big Ten Plus. And then some games will be exclusively streamed on Peacock too. So we'll know more about that as, you know, the process for figuring out where those games go. We'll figure out more on that as we get closer to the season. And then women's basketball games will air on either Fox, FS1, BTN, BTN Plus, and Peacock. There may be some additional broadcast opportunities on other platforms, but they haven't quite figured that one out yet. Again, not quite there yet on the season. So that's going to be interesting to see as that, you know, plays out and as games get, you know, scheduled and, you know, slotted, to see where those end up, how many are solely on streaming versus, you know, on national television.
Sure.
But again, like the big thing for that is, you know, if a Big Ten team plays a non-conference team on the road, then those games could air on ABC or ESPN. Or like women's basketball fans in Nebraska saw last year, a top 25 game with Nebraska women's basketball at a top 25 team in Creighton women's basketball that was exclusively streamed on Flow Sports. So fans have been, you know, frustrated by that in the past, but that's just how it works sometimes. As far as Olympic sports like volleyball, big sport in the Big Ten, those will be Big Ten Network, the Fox family of networks, BTN Plus, and then your local stations as well. Peacock will not be exclusively streaming Olympic sports just yet, but that's something that they're going to look at in the future. But yeah, so far, the Olympic sports coverage, you know, other than volleyball, I think has been good. Big Ten Network airing all of those championships. I think, this is my personal opinion, I think the Big Ten could do more with volleyball. And the national audience is seeing that. The national championship will be on ABC this year for volleyball, which is really exciting. So if a Big Ten team is in there, then obviously you're going to be watching them on ABC. And I hope, personally, I hope that that is really successful, because the more women's sports that are on national television, I think the better.
Yeah, I'm based in Madison, Wisconsin. So obviously a couple of years ago, the women's volleyball team winning the national title, that was huge and got tremendous exposure. So you can really see how well that played on TV, and it was fun to watch. So it's good to see that those opportunities are going to be out there for not just football, because that's what everybody always talks about. It's football and it's college basketball because they're the big money drivers. But obviously you have a lot of athletes in many different sports that don't necessarily get that level of TV exposure that you would see or you know, would like to see. Anything else you learned or found interesting on this story that you put together?
I just think it's fascinating how this all comes together. It's a really complicated process to figure out what games go on what network at what time. And just seeing that in action, I think, is really fascinating for me personally.
With so many different networks, you know, because it's not just CBS. It's obviously you have the Big Ten Network, you have CBS, you have Fox. Are there any times where these networks, they butt heads and, you know, we want this game, but no, we want this game instead? Or does it break down pretty evenly over the course of a season?
Everybody wants Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan State, like everybody wants those games. Like everybody wants those big games, right? So yeah, I'm sure there's standing on the table, metaphorically, of course. Maybe actually, I'm not sure. But you know, at the end of the day, regardless of what network these games are on, it's going to be a good product for fans. And that's what the Big Ten is after, is making sure that, you know, they're doing creative and well done programming, regardless of if it's on Fox Sports 1, CBS, NBC, Peacock, the Big Ten Network. They want their product to be well represented. And I think that with any of these networks, they can't go wrong.
Well, on that note, we will wrap. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Behind the Headlines. You can find us on every podcast platform, and we'd love it if you could take a moment to subscribe and leave a review. Finally, if you appreciate what we're doing with this program, we encourage you to invest in local journalism by supporting the newspaper in your community. I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you so much for listening to Behind the Headlines from Lee Enterprises.